श्रीं ह्रीं क्लीं लं गं गणपतये वरवरदः सर्वजनं मे वशवाय स्वाहा। ॐ श्रीं ह्रीं क्लीं लं गं गणपतये वरवरदः सर्वजनं मे वशवाय। And welcome to the Medicine Show on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. The Medicine Show is a variety show broadcasting healing energy with live music, laughter, and hopefully some insight. I'm Jason Lawrence. Tonight's guests include Seven Tavis, Kyle Cardigan, Linnea Sage, Giovanna Nunes Lima. Did I get that right? And Ian Crane on CITR.ca 101.9 FM in Vancouver for clearer listening, in case you're further on the east side. So we're broadcasting from Coast Salish territory on Musqueam land. Vancouver was founded on the traditional territories of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh First Nations. These territories were never ceded through treaty, war, or surrender. We'd like to give thanks to the local Indigenous people for standing up for righteousness in very difficult circumstances repeatedly. Thank you humbly. Tonight's prescription is embrace change and growth. A shapeshifter can at times mean someone who is able to change their form to adapt different manifestations of change. Is it in you to show good form and adapt gracefully to encourage harmony in your nesting area, echoing outwards? You're listening to India Jiva Om Shreem Hreem. Now, we're going to listen to another musical selection, and we're going to come back with our guests. So, this is MC Yogi that was coming up here, and this song is Love. What is it? Oh, well, we'll get right to it. We'll be right back on The Medicine Show, CITR.ca 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Only love is real. Only love is real. I crush everything else based in ignorance and fear. Only love is real, only love is real. I crush everything else based in ignorance and fear.
Only through direct knowledge can the mind be polished. Some things in this life said you just can't learn in college. Spiritualism above materialism. Every time I breathe and receive the miracle given. Listen, everything is not what it seems. Clean the screen and you'll see a solid dream. Light shimmers on the surface, which makes it all seem like we're separate. But look a little deeper, we're connected. Check it. Look a little deeper, we're connected. Check it. Look a little deeper, we're connected.
When I feel lost and disconnected, searching for a way to heal, I remember the message you sent me. Only love is real. When the whole world feels so lonely, so cold that I cannot feel, I remember the message you sent me. Only love is real.
Crush everything else based in ignorance and fear. Only love is real. Only love is real. I crush everything else. Crush everything else.
Yeah, never ending bliss. Standing on the precipice. Hidden in these elements. One divine intelligence. Conduct your own experiment. Find your own evidence until you see there's only one light shining inside all of it. When everything seems broken through a fragmented mind, looking through a dusty lens, they're covering the shine. Loneliness, separateness, isolation, desperation. Just remember in the center there's a way to make connection. Yeah, check it. Look a little deeper, we're connected. Check it. Look a little deeper, we're connected.
When I feel lost and disconnected, searching for a way to heal,
I remember the message you sent me. Only love is real. When the whole world feels so lonely, so cold that I cannot feel. I remember the message you sent me. Only love is real.
Only love is real. Only love is real. I crush everything else based in ignorance and fear. Only love is real. Only love is real. I crush everything else based in ignorance and fear. Only love is real. Only love is real. I crush everything else based in ignorance and fear. Only love is real. Only love is real. I crush everything else based in ignorance and fear. Everything else based in ignorance and fear.
When I feel lost and disconnected, searching for a way to heal, I remember the message you sent me. Only love is real. When the whole world feels so lonely, so cold that I cannot feel, I remember the message you sent me. Only love is real.
We're back on the Medicine Show. And, well, we're saying hello to our guests. And, well, we've got seven Tavis, who's a 16-year-old, who went to Sarah McLachlan School of Music and sings. And you are here with... Let's see, with your name is Ian Crane. Ian Crane is going to be playing some guitar with Seven Tavis. Then we have some more 16, 17-year-olds over here. Let's see. Linnea Sage and Giovanna Nunez Lima. Did I get that right?
Yeah, you did.
Let's give you more volume. We really want to hear this. Okay, so we're actually going to start out. You're both like 16 and 17, right?
Yeah.
And Giovanna is from Brazil. Lovely.
Yeah.
Lovely to meet you. And Linnea Sage is grown up in Vancouver. Just come right up and say hi.
Hey.
Hey, what's happening? You're how old?
17.
And you are 16?
16, yeah.
Yay, this is going to be a lot of fun. What do you want to sing?
I'm going to sing you a song I wrote called Mr. Green.
You wrote this called Mr. Green?
Yeah.
Beautiful. Let's hear it.
Aromantic, I can be so cold when people get too close. No, 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 you won't catch me, but sometimes I feel lonely. But it's cool though, because I know I could find another one. Real love, you're just no fun. So Mr. Green, he comes to me and makes me feel alright. Mr. Green, cause you told me for free when I ain't got the dime. No, it's not running away, I just needed to escape the gray in my life. Baby, close the shades, I can't stand the light. Real love, don't pick up the phone when you really need it. You get the tone, but my dear love, Mr. Green, he's never shady with the leak in my best friend's is. Just fall in love, but I heard he's with Jamie, so I bought me a Mickey. Mr. Green, he comes to me and makes me feel alright. Mr. Green, cause he told me for free when I ain't got the dime. No, it's not running away, I just needed to escape the gray in my life. Baby, close the shades, I can't stand the light. Mr. Green, am I Mickey? I don't know what else I could need. He comes to me, he comes to me. papa comes to me. He comes to me, he comes to me. He comes in the day. I didn't know how to say it was burning in the height of me. I think I loved you. Infatuation back to gray. I know it's you, but it's not the same. I can't forget you. Feels to let you go, cause you the one who cook us all. My heart, I cried for yesterday and the days I threw away. Shut up and stay with you. Mr. Queen, he comes to me and makes me feel alright. Mr. Green, cause you told me for free when I ain't got the time. No, it's not running away, I just needed to escape the gray in my life. Baby, close the shades, I can't stand the light. Mr. Green, he comes to me and makes me feel alright. Mr. Green, cause you told me for free when I ain't got the time. No, it's not running away. I just needed to escape the gray in my life. Baby, close the shades, I can't stand the light.
All right.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Very nice. Linnea Sage and Giovanna Nunez Lima. And Giovanna was playing percussion there. So what, at such a young age, you're writing and you've already got experience with the guitar. How long have you been playing for?
About 2 years.
Very nice. Did you go to school for music or are you just learning it on your own?
There was a guitar class at my school. That's where I learned it. Yeah.
most kids like Seven over here, he's playing, you know, pop music that is very typical for youngsters and everything. What made you go into jazz?
Amy Winehouse, to be honest.
Really, eh?
Well, because I heard jazz because my dad would play it in the house and stuff, but it was, like, I was bored of it. But then when I heard, like, Amy Winehouse, I was like, this is cool. Like, because I was so tired of pop music and every top 40 song I was hearing. But then, I don't know, she kind of showed me that you can do whatever you want with music and, like, how to reinvent something. Like, because she really, I think, reinvented jazz, you know, so I kind of wanted to do the same thing.
Yeah, and so what kind of stuff do you write about?
You know, love.
Of course.
Oh, I can't believe I just said that. It's gross, but it's true.
Love is what makes the world round. Love is the most powerful force in the universe. Love, love, love.
Yeah.
Ain't nothing shameful about love. I love the love that loves to love the lovingly lovely love. Isn't it lovely?
Yeah.
I can't say enough. Anyway, so turning our attention, how about Giovanna? Do you want to give Seven the headphones? She's going to do a song with the backing tracks while Ian gets his guitar out. We're going to do the pressure song first. Do you want to do I'm just kidding. Do you want to do the guitar song first?
Yes.
Okay, we're going to... Seven.
Hey.
Yeah, what's up?
Sup.
He's all like in the John culture, the pop
guitar?
Culture, the kids. What?
Do you want me to give him the microphone?
Nah.
Okay.
We don't want him talking.
Okay.
He plays guitar. I'm just kidding. Ian, please feel free to chirp in and say hi at any point. Let's actually give him a guitar just because he's... There you go.
Thank you.
Move in.
Welcome to the show.
Thanks.
Right on. So, Seven, what song are you going to be doing?
So, I'm going to be doing a cover. It's called Be All Right, and it's by The Biebs.
That's all right, you know.
Yeah.
See?
Everything's going to be all right, you know.
It's going to be all right. I like that. Yeah. Okay, so what's it called? Sorry?
Be All Right.
Of course. Be All Right. Okay. So, Ian, take it away whenever you're ready, and it's all queued up here.
Yeah, I just want to make sure I can hear the guitar. What? No, we're good.
You'll hear it.
Okay.
I promise.
Okay.
Yeah.
These two are also 16 and 17 years old. You're 17?
That's right.
Isn't it exciting?
Across the ocean, across the sea, starting to forget the way you look at me now. Over the mountains, across the sky, need to see your face, I need to look in your eyes. Through the storm and through the clouds, bumps in the road and we're upside down now. I know it's hard, babe, to sleep at night. Don't you worry, cause everything's gonna be alright. I be alright. I through the sorrow and the fight. Don't you worry, cause everything's gonna be alright. I be alright. I all alone in my room, waiting for your phone call to come soon now. And for you, boy, I would walk 1,000 miles to be in your arms, watching you holding my heart. Oh, why I love you, cause everything's gonna be alright. I be alright. I through the sorrow and the fights, don't you worry, cause everything's gonna be alright. I be alright. I let's go. You know that I care for you, I'll always be there for you. Promise I will stay right here, yeah. I know that you want me to, baby, we can make it through anything. Everything's gonna be alright, whoa. Be alright, whoa, whoa, oh. Through the sorrow and the fight, don't you worry, cause everything's gonna be alright.
Yeah. All right. The smooth soul sounds are stirring my soul. Right on. So, it's been a while,
yeah,
Seven.
Yeah, it's been a while.
What's been going on? I saw the Facebook page. Your career's building.
It's building slowly, but it's...
Tell us about the gigs. Tell us about the girls. What's going on?
I've been doing a lot of little gigs now and then. I just did this performance a couple months ago with Sarah McLaughlin, And
real casually said there, buddy.
Casually.
Oh, yeah.
I tried.
Gig with Sarah.
No, but yeah.
Look at your dad. Here's your dad.
My dad's there wondering, hey, Derek, like, what are you doing? No, but it was to raise money for NCIU or something.
Let's bring that up. I got a little bit of information on that too. It says,
I think in general it's to raise money for the Children's Hospital.
Is that the Natal Intensive Care Unit?
Yes.
Okay, so you also got a gig with that coming up on May 6th.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Again.
It's coming up. I think I'm doing an interview with, I forgot the name of the girl.
You mean on CTV News?
Yeah,
that'll be on May 2nd on CTV
in the morning.
News with Carrie Adams.
6 o'clock.
Not that we need to plug her. She's got lots of she's got lots of advertising already going. But
no, but I did this,
big shout outs to Carrie Adams.
Yeah, shout out to you. No, but I did this really. We did this really like it was nice and intimate little performance. I did this song with another guitarist, and it was just it was.
Where really, did this happen?
The Glow Gala, downtown Vancouver. Okay. The name of the hotel.
That was Sarah playing on stage at that point, or she was just? I know that she encourages you a lot, and she's played with you before. But was she at this gig?
Yeah. Well, she was. She was one of. I think she was like. Well, I forgot what it's called, but she was. It was based. She made it all possible.
She makes a lot of stuff possible.
She made it possible, and I think she's amazing. So shout out to her and
big shout out and.
And the everything that she does, like making the school of music, her school that she made.
Yeah. Possible. Okay. So tell people about this. This actually does not cost children money.
No. No. It's actually free. Everything's free, and the environment there is just amazing. Like,
why would she do such a thing?
I think what I was told is that she, when growing up, she had music, like music was easy to access, and nowadays everything's so expensive and classes are expensive, and so she wanted everybody to have the joy of music being in their life, and I think that's amazing.
I think that's great when you give back like that with your so that's definitely cool. Yeah. So so for those of who may not know, do you know why your dad named you Seven? It's a number, you know.
Yeah, it's a number. Growing up,
or was it your mother?
No, it was. It's a long story, actually.
Well, we want to know, and you could do us the Reader's Digest version.
Okay. So, sorry, my dad's just showing a sign. It's okay. So
signs.
When I was okay.
He wants okay. What's he trying to say?
I don't know. It was, I guess it's, no, it was my, Nunez. it was my mom's name back, like her, it was her name. Her name
Why
was
don't
Nevis.
You come in and tell the story.
Her name was Nevis.
Nevis. Okay. Oh, I see. Cause that's kind of
so
like spelled Seven.
It backwards. And there's sort of more than that. It's kind of cheesy. But, when I was born with, I was born like 22, 23 weeks premature. And, it was sort of like, I wasn't supposed to really, they didn't know if I was supposed to really survive because my lungs weren't even developed. Yeah, 1 second.
Oh, well, if you prefer, he could tell. But anyway, yes, So,
my dad probably can tell it way better than I can because he lived.
This is Derek. How you doing, Derek? Long time no see.
Doing great, thanks.
It's been about 5 minutes since I seen you in the other room, but before that, months and months. So we were discussing the story of how you guys came up with this name. So. How's it going?
Well, Seven was born in the seventh month, so he was 3 months premature. And so Seven is also a divine number. It's also the name of a character in a TV show.
I hate it so much. Ugh.
Give us all the things he's embarrassed.
But no. So Seven, Gigi, my wife's grandmother, her name was Nevis. And so... reversed Nevis, as I was trying to show you the sign against the glass.
If you look
Nevis,
at Nevis in the mirror, even though Z is an S.
Yeah, so it's so Seven. We reverse the name.
And be backwards. Sorry.
That's correct. And so Seven is a lucky number, and considering what he went through, there was a time where they weren't even sure if he was going to make it.
Yes.
So we're blessed, and that name comes from. Everything that I just said just now.
I think it's amazing that someone that had trouble breathing at first has such powerful lungs.
I hear this so much.
It's been on the news already.
I hear it all the time. It's really cool.
No, but how did that story come on the news, by the way? I did see that news clip.
Oh, you did?
Yes.
Dad, you want to explain it? It's, you want me to? Okay. So, originally...
It's your show, baby.
Originally, she does this fund, this charity event to raise money for the hospital. And she wanted someone that goes to her school that could, who's had stories where they've been in who experienced being in the hospital, I guess, in a way, who has a strong
Sarah
story.
McLaughlin.
Yeah.
Name drop.
No, hey, it works. Whatever works, right?
But so it just happened that I had this story that I could tell, that my dad could tell, and I think, in a way, it was just by coincidence. But now that I've done the performance and sang with her, it's just a blessing. And yeah,
well, I always find it, never mind what my opinion is. How about another song? And let's do this one that we have queued up for you, okay?
Okay.
Breathe.
Totally forget the words.
You forget the words for this one? It's fake it. And you can go, ooh, wop, shoo, wop, baby, baby, when it comes along.
Yeah, you know.
Since it's you can say, baby.
Oh, my gosh, Bieber. Okay.
All right, so the name of the song is Love Yourself. Yeah. It wasn't just written by Justin Bieber. It was written with Ed Sheeran and some other dude.
Yeah.
So it's got more than just Bieber influence. You ready?
Yeah.
It's queuing up.
For all the times that you rained on my parade, in all the clubs you get in using my name, you think you broke my heart, oh girl, for goodness sake. You think I'm crying on my own, well I ain't. And I didn't want to write a song, cause I didn't want anyone thinking I still care, I don't. But you still hit my phone up, baby, I'll be moving on. And I think you should be something I don't wanna hold back. Maybe you should know that my mama don't like you, and she likes everyone. And I never liked to admit that I was wrong. I've been so caught up in my job, didn't see what's going on. Now I know I'm better asleep. If you like the way you look that much, oh baby, you should go and love yourself. And if you think that I'm still holding on to something, you should go and love yourself. When you told me that you hated my friends, the only problem was with you and not them. And every time you told me my opinion was wrong, I try to make me forget where I came from. And I didn't want to write a song, cause I didn't want anyone thinking I still care, I don't. But you still hit my phone up, baby, I'll be moving on. And I think you should be something I don't wanna hold back. Maybe you should know that my mama don't like you, and she likes everyone. And I never like to admit that I was wrong. I've been so caught up in my job, didn't see what's going on. Now I know I'm better sleeping on my own. If you like the way you look that much, oh baby, you should go and love yourself. For all the times that you made me feel small, you should go and love yourself. Yeah. For all that time, all that times that you made me feel small, I fell in love, no, I feel nothing at all. I never felt so low when I was vulnerable. Was I a fool to let you break down my walls? And I didn't want to write a song, I didn't want anyone thinking I still, Cause if you like the way you look that much, oh baby, you should go and love yourself. Cause if you like the way you look that much, oh baby, you should go and love yourself. Whoa, yeah, yeah, yeah. You should go and love yourself.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All right. Seven Tavis. You know what? We're going to take a break, and we'll be right back on The Medicine Show, broadcasting healing energy with live music and laughter with our guests coming up. We are going to be listening to more of the kids. The kids. I just love saying that. And we got some Kyle Cardigan coming up. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Hey there. This ad caught your attention. It also caught the attention of the coolest people from Squamish to Bellingham, music fans, students, and members of various cultural communities. If you want your ad to do the same, advertise with CITR and Discorder. If you've got a rad new ad or just something you want to share, whether in print, on air, or online, promote your wares, services, or events with us. Contact us at advertising@citr.ca or call 604-822-4342. Visit citr.ca for rates, information, and packages. This is the end of our ad, and if you're still here, we must be doing something right.
AMS Food Bank. Your access to money during the studies at UBC will most likely be limited, but it is a priority of the AMS Food Bank to ensure your access to food is not. The AMS Food Bank provides emergency food relief 7 days a week for all UBC students. To volunteer with the Food Bank or for inquiries about how to take advantage of the services provided, contact them at foodbank@ams.ubc.ca. For more information, find the AMS Food Bank on Facebook or feel free to visit anytime across from the Wellness Center and Sprouts.
Tune in Sundays from 9 till 10 p.m. for bootlegs and B-sides with your host, Doran, for the finest in soul, dubstep, ghetto funk, and electro.
Do you like friends? Well, we like you. So become a member and get a Friends of CITR card. Not only does it make you special, it gets you all kinds of deals with our friends downtown, like 10% off at Bang On T-shirts, Beat Street Records, Studio Records, Community Thrift and Vintage, The Fall Tattooing, and more. Visit CITR.ca for more, or come check us out in the Nest.
Tune in every other Sunday from 3 to 4 p.m. for Blood on the Saddle with your host, Dan N., for real, authentic country.
We are back on The Medicine Show. Hallelujah! Hey you, come in here and sing some music for us. Okay, well, I think it's pretty funny. We have Linnea Sage. And Linnea Sage is here with Giovanna Nunez Lima. Whoops! Sounds like a guitar banged. Anyway, Linnea is going to sing us a song. And is this also going to be... Oh, here, we better put some of these on here. Yeah. Underneath. Yeah, just push it and bend it there. So, as I said... All young, in case you just joined us, this is 16 and 17-year-old kids here. I call them kids because I'm an old man, but absolutely splendid voices. So that's why they're here with us tonight. What is the name of the song you're going to do for us?
9 to 5.
But not that song.
Not that one. All right.
Yeah, I'll try not to sing those lyrics along with you.
Yeah, I know. Popular title.
Okay, so, let's bring this over here for you. So, please excuse the transition. You don't know shaking?
No.
I'm going to shake. I'm just kidding. Okay, thank you very much, Linnea.
Thank you.
Take it away.
From 9 to 5 or 5 to 9, you're the only thing that keeps me up at night. It's not enough, my big love.
easily outsmarted by your blind eye. Don't need you, I'm already complete, content in my own warm to see. But you come around and make me think maybe we could be something more to this. Oh baby, like to know you so I can show you how you make me feel. Oh yeah, oh baby, you won't let me in on the secret hidden behind your smile. I got to know you, I don't know you by now, 'cause I can't forget you. Wish I never met you. Whoa, whoa. 9 to 5 or 5 to 9, you stay steady on my mind. It's not enough for my big love, easily outsmarted by your blind eye. Don't need you, I'm already complete, content in my own warm to see. But you come around and make me think maybe we could be something more to this. So baby, like to know you so I can show you how you make me feel. Oh yeah, oh baby, you won't let me in on a secret hidden behind your smile. I got to know you, I don't know you by now, 'cause I can't forget you. Wish I never met you. Whoa, whoa. Ooh. So what was this all for? What we built to break? Ooh. And now I watch you. I can't wait. Da 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 da. But I don't they Thank you.
Beautiful, absolutely beautiful.
Thank you.
Since you're on a run, like you write a lot, or
yeah, I do.
Do you feel like there's some song that you feel like you should have already played tonight? That you really, really wanted to play.
Yeah, there is.
It's on your mind.
It's please just do the
please.
Shaker thing.
Do a shaker thing.
Respect.
Shake that thing.
There's this one song.
I forgot.
Okay. You know it.
I don't know the shaker part.
Okay, this is a...
Sorry.
Giovanna does the percussion for, like, every single one of my songs, so... Yeah. This is, like...
Egg shaker.
You know, I always tell people it really does improve acoustic guitar performances.
I think it
singer.
Does, yeah. Yeah.
It makes a big difference whether you, you know, been told or not. You're really important, you
she
know.
She really is. She knows she is.
Good.
Okay. Yeah, this is called Respect, another popular song title, I know.
Okay, that's all right.
Okay. I stumble, make a scene. The only one who cares, it seems. I get mad, you cry a lot. Tell you how I feel. my stomach in eyes. And I feel I'm the only one who takes the time. And don't tell me you're just different after all this time. You don't respect me enough to tell me what's up, but you've been acting cold, so give me the 411, the 411. Yes, I'm the one you got feeling stuck. But it would rather about that trouble. You knew where to find me. Yeah, I knew I wasn't so complete. But you don't care, you stare vacantly. The light in your eye gone tonight is ecstasy. Now I feel I'm the only one who takes the time. And don't to me, you're just different after all this time. You don't respect me enough. Tell me what's up, but you've been acting cold, so give me the 411, the 411. Yes, I'm the one you got feelings though. But ooh, about that trouble. I wish you treated me better. You only left this when the weather turns blue. And you can chew on this. I hope you hear this for you. Respect the two-way street when you're refused to me. Me on. It's all the things you do. It's why I just don't respect you no more. Respect me enough to tell me what's up, but you've been acting cold, so give me the 411, the 411. Yes, I'm aware you got feelings too.
Don't we all just want to adopt her now? Sorry, I was just saying with my mic off. Didn't want to interrupt with my comments. Very good.
Wow. Thank you.
Are you adoptable? I was. In case your parents need a break, you can come in sure and just play in the studio all the time for us.
Oh my God, thank you. Yeah, I would love to.
Beautiful. Do you have a do you have a way that people can sort of follow you, like fans, and get more information about you?
Yeah, for sure.
You're next. Hold on, I forgot to do the plugins for.
I'm on I'm on Instagram, Linnea Sage, Linnea underscore Sage, a Sage. Yeah.
Okay. How is Linnea spelled, in case people don't know?
L-I-N-N-E-A.
Linnea Sage. Linnea underscore Sage on yeah. SoundCloud?
Yeah, I'm on SoundCloud too, but on Instagram.
Instagram, sorry.
And you can also follow me on Reverb Nation. I think it's just www.reverbnation/Linnea Sage. And yeah, you can download. I only have one song that I put on there, but I made it downloadable. So if you want to listen to the first song I sang tonight, Mr. Green, you can do that.
Okay. And do you have a fan page?
No.
Okay, that's all right.
I mean, I'm trying to do that on my Instagram, but, you know.
I say, just in case, Facebook, fan pages, and you can, like, load all your videos and your whole profile. It's really good.
Yeah.
Seven, by the way, has introduced me to these people here. And you know what happened to my script?
I have no idea.
What did you do to my script?
Did I exit it? Probably did that.
Oh, here it is. It's back. Right on. I could still be scripted on this show. Yeah. So Seven did introduce me to Linnea and Ian and Giovanna and
and
Jade
and Jade and I'm overwhelmed. The studio's full of young, talented people tonight. So, Seven, yeah. What? Tell us how people can get more Seven Tavis in case you haven't had enough.
Well, you can follow me on my Instagram at Seven Tavis, double S at the end. A lot of people.
That's what I'm talking about. Yeah. I made the same mistake seven times today.
Oh, I kept
sorry. It's true. I was like writing the script. I kept doing one S.
And my Facebook fan page would probably be it's Seven Tavis.
Yes.
Like, yeah.
And you know, so there's two Seven Tavises on Facebook.
Yes.
Because one's your personal page.
Yeah, yeah.
And he doesn't like everybody, so don't try to be his friend with everybody. No. But you can like him on his fan page. Anyone could do that. And so, fan page, where did that picture on the top of it get taken?
I'm trying to remember which one.
It's so cool. You look like Elvis or something. Like, you're like, with the microphone.
Oh, yeah. I performed on a show called Talent Time. With a good friend of mine who's the host.
Welcome to Talent Time.
Yeah.
What's the guy's name?
Paul Anthony.
He's amazing.
Shout out to Paul Anthony.
Shout out, baby.
If you're listening. he's an awesome guy, and he asked if I've been on the show a couple of times. He's really cool.
Ian, do you have internet presence and all that, or you're still working on your fan page, I guess?
Yeah, you're part of the Seven Tavis is still in the works. Yeah. Yeah.
Giovanna, very nice to have you in the studio.
Thanks.
Can you say something in Portuguese for us all? Something lovely, like just like I'm a big fan of the medicine show. Or
say your Instagram name in Portuguese.
Or the medicine show is the greatest thing I've ever heard. Something that I can sample later and use for advertising. How shameless of me.
Eu sou fã do medicine show.
Yeah.
Sou fã do medicine show.
I feel like you can say anything anyway.
I know, Seven, you just... Thanks for sharing all of this with us. We're going to take a break, and we're going to come back in a few minutes with Kyle Cardigan. And thanks to all these guests. And as I said, we're going to be back with some more... wonderful music. Let's see what is coming up next. This is a version of Teardrop by Jose Gonzalez. So it's like listening to Massive Attack or something, except for like acoustic. We'll be right back on The Medicine Show, broadcasting healing energy with live music and laughter.
Thank you.
Welcome back to the Medicine Show. We let a gap in sound go there. Sorry about that, ladies and gentlemen. We are going to listen to a song from Corina Keeling called Hollow Wooden Box. It sounds worse than it is. We'll be right back.
Up metal strings.
Corina Keeling. She's one of those musicians that she doesn't need a band to be really exciting. I love that voice. We are back in the studio with... Oh, don't mess up now. Kyle Cardigan is here with us, and I am bringing up the part of the script that has him in it. So welcome back to The Medicine Show, broadcasting healing energy with live music and laughter. Vancouver-based singer, guitar player, songwriter, self-taught musician who also does charity work and plays a lot of music. And you do Welcome to the Medicine Show, by the way.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
We were just discussing all the things you did before we came on air, and you're saying you do a gig once. How often do you do the Benny's Bagels thing?
We're actually kicking it off tomorrow.
Okay.
And is it going to be weekly? Yes. Sign-up's going to start at 7. Okay. And the show is going to start at 7:30 and end roughly around 10:30.
Does this mean you'll know if you're going to get on the stage by 7:30?
Yeah, you should know if you're going to be on stage. Yeah.
So they like pick from hat or something?
It's first come, first serve. We've got
okay.
Time slots kind of divvied up. So it's 3 songs or 15 minutes each, whichever is shorter, just so we can have.
I got a 15-minute song, 3 of them.
Just in case someone like that comes up, or they're like, what, I only get 3 songs? Well, I would do anything for love, but I won't do that as my 3rd song.
Yeah.
Album version.
The album version, the long one. So how about let's get a chance to listen to some of this music that we've been waiting to hear. What do you want to play first?
I guess I'll play what's one of my standards.
This is the original song that you wrote, right?
Yeah.
Standard, too. It's one of those ones, you know, it's been playing for years and people know it across the country.
Yeah, people don't know it across the country. And well, they won't until, like, you know, people start telling other people about it.
Right.
Like, say through radio on CITR.
On CITR, 101.9 FM. Yeah, what I meant is that I was playing in this band and one of the songs my friend liked, and he brought it into, like, we moved across the country, and so he kept playing the song. So it's not like it's famous or anything. It's just whenever he goes to do the nights, they ask for that song. So I'm like, oh, thank God, somebody likes it. So what's the name of the song?
The name of the song is WBC.
Okay, like Workers' Compensation Board?
or Western Bacon Cheeseburger. That's one of my bandmates likes to call it that. But it actually stands for Westboro Baptist Church. And
where's Westboro?
Somewhere down south in the States.
Damn, I get it.
But for those who don't know, the Westboro Baptist Church is a hate group.
Really?
And this is a song I have kind of dedicated to them.
It's all becoming clearer and clearer. Go ahead.
The folks couldn't see the look on your face, but that was pretty fantastic. All right, here it goes.
Sounds good.
All right, 1, 2, 3, 4. I've come to realize I might never change the world, but I'll be the very best I can be. And when I die, my request to every boy and girl, please don't shed a tear for me. 'Cause if the Westboro Church is picketing my funeral, please don't try and start a fight. 'Cause if the Westboro Church is picketing my funeral, I'll know I've done something right. I'll never build myself a time machine out of an old car, or replicate a cup of Earl Grey tea, or talk to polar bears and buy them drinks down at the bar, or get Firefly back on TV. But if the Westboro Church is picketing my funeral. Please don't try and start a fight. 'Cause if the Westboro Church is picketing my funeral, I'll know I've done something right. I'll never find a blue police box that's bigger on the inside, or hitchhike across the galaxy, ride a hot air balloon with Bill Murray at my side, or bring Monsanto to its knees. But if the Westboro Church is picketing my funeral, please don't try and start a fight. 'Cause if the Westboro Church is picketing my funeral, I'll know I've done something right. I'll know I've done something right. I'll know I've done something right.
Yay! Yeah, I'm not cheering for the West book. Is it? How do you
say? Okay, we can still be friends if that's the case.
I love it. Where did you get these ideas from?
I guess a lot of that came from just kind of giving in and like, you know what, I'm not going to be able to do much with my life. I probably won't be able to make a mark. I can't imagine having a huge legacy. And that first verse is where that kind of is the cornerstone of everything in the song. And it's just like,
yes,
well, if I can do something that causes the Westboro Church to picket my funeral, I think, you know, at least posthumously, I've done something right.
You've done something right. I understand. So you have made a video game of your friends and Vancouver. How interactive is this game? Is it like, is it a driving game or a shooting game, or how does it work?
It's a role playing game, and it's about
role playing.
It's about my band members,
sorry,
and myself. And what happens is I get kidnapped by aliens, and my band members work to rescue me. With the help of a robot that looks like a fire hydrant. And there are a number of Vancouver locations that one can visit throughout the game. One being UBC.
Yeah, yeah.
A few others being Stormcrow Tavern, the Railway Club.
Can people access this game, like the public? Can they play it?
Yeah, it's. I have it for free for download on my website, www.kylecardigan.com. Well, and it runs on PC right now, but I'm currently trying to convert it so that it can run on different platforms.
Well, what made you like? Did you work at a video game designing company, or like what?
No,
made
absolutely
you...
not. No, I love video games. Mm-hmm. I have for as long as I can remember, and I always thought, hey, wouldn't it be cool to be in a video game? Well, I figured no one's going to put me in a video game but me, so...
Unless you dropped into the movie Tron.
If I want to be in a video game, I'm going to have to make it myself. So, it started as a vanity project, and then as I continued to make it, it became this open love letter to the city and the music scene. There are quite a few local musicians in the game that I feel have influenced me, or I feel
musicians.
Yes.
Can you name a few that, I mean, we might know these people? Is perhaps Rob Filo in there or something
Rob
like that?
Rob Filo's in it. Yes, he is. our mutual friend Rob Philo.
I should say Philo because he is actually not Philo, from what I understand. You can't make pastry out of him. So he's not Philo, it's Philo. Sorry, Rob.
Sorry, Rob.
I just want to make some spinach pie all of a sudden. I don't know why. So anyway, so the video game is available for download. This sounds really fun since you can actually be in Vancouver and you can go inside of the Railway Club.
Yep.
Which has closed down.
Yes, it has.
And you played there.
I did.
So I was looking at your Facebook page. It's got a bunch of posts about the closing of Railway Club. That's sad. I didn't even know about it until you told me because I've been there many times, enjoyed many shows. Mm-hmm. So how about another song, and what do you want to, what's the name of it?
This one's called Yeah Yeah Tonight. And I wasn't sure if I was going to play it tonight, but...
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. There was a little bit that you guys did earlier where you were talking about singing Ooh Baby 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 to kind of fill in some space.
Ooh Baby.
So I figure this is another original, and I think that this will...
It has the same musical integrity as Baby Baby Baby?
You can decide for yourself. It's
What made you think of this song when we discussed that?
When I play it, I'm pretty sure you'll figure it out.
Baby. Okay, go ahead.
But yeah, it's called Yeah Yeah Tonight, it sucks, and I'm going to play it now.
We don't want to hear anything that sucks. Let's give it a try. Yes, right. We do, right?
All right. One, two, three. Somewhere somebody is singing about a girl he should have kissed. Somewhere somebody is singing, and it goes something like this. It goes, yeah, 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 tonight. Now he's in the top 20. It's the kind of thing they like to hear. They're probably gonna give him a Grammy for Best Song of the Year. And it goes, yeah, 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 tonight. It goes, yeah, 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 tonight. And there's just so much that he needs to say, so much he needs to scream and shout. He reaches in his heart and looks into his soul. These are the words that come out. Baby, 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 come on. Baby, 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 come on. Baby, 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 come on tonight. Baby, 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 come on. Baby, 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 come on. Baby, 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 come on tonight. And it goes, yeah, 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 tonight. It goes, yeah, 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 tonight. Well, the song, it sucks and goes, yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah, yeah, tonight.
Woo! All right. It's the best song in the world. So I get it.
Yeah.
you know, I want to ask about what runs through your mind. And it was this actually written about who we think it may have been written about?
No, it wasn't. it's, I guess, I ended up being exposed to a lot of pop music at the time that was written, and that was the chord progression that was in at the time as well.
Oh.
And there was a lot of sentences ending with tonight that seemed to just fill that space, because like, oh yeah, let's do this thing.
Tonight.
Ooh, baby, let's do this thing tonight. And there was a lot of that, and so I was like, they're gonna eat this up. And they do. And yeah.
Well, that's a passionate reason for writing a song. I was just curious if it was about that person. So I know you do Dungeons and Dragons, and as a passion, quite a thing. You're good at it, as you said, right?
Yes. Yeah.
So you did a charity for that, right? How does that work?
I'm involved with a group called.
Come closer. To the microphone so we can hear you.
All right. I'm involved with a group called Extra Life, and what they are is a group of gamers who...
Is it like Second Life?
No, it's not like Second Life. Extra Life is a group of gamers that once a year, at the very least, they get together and they do a marathon, 24-hour marathon, to raise money for the Children's Miracle Network and the hospitals that they support. So me, being a part of the YVR Guild, we raise money for the BC Children's Hospital.
Oh, thank you. Guild.
Sorry?
They have a guild.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, so you're part of a union. A guild. Well, sorry.
Guild, I guess, is not used in, like, I guess, the union sense. It's just a group of us. Yeah.
Okay, so you work at the hospital?
No, I don't. Okay, it's all volunteer.
Oh, okay, got it. Yeah. Got it. So you organized a charity with the Dungeons and Dragons.
Yeah, I don't organize the, like, say, the game date or whatnot, but I get the group together that plays the game.
Okay.
I collect a bunch of the funds that we raise during that game and whatnot.
Very cool.
But there are tons of other gamers throughout the Lower Mainland and beyond. Who participate as well, and I really can't. I'm trying to get the number that we raised last year. It was a significant amount, but we're looking at the top at this
beautiful.
Year.
So then this is the tying those two together. I was sort of, you know, patiently wanting to say, I want to know, when you write songs, have you ever written songs with D&D in mind?
I have.
The Dungeons and Dragons. Have you ever written any content with that in it?
I've written two, and it's actually they're the only songs that I actually intentionally pick something out of pop culture to inspire me. Because I write a lot of songs that are inspired by pop culture, video games, TV shows, things like that.
Okay.
And they're not on purpose.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just that's where my mind goes.
Fun.
But yeah, I have a couple of D&D songs.
Okay. So, not that we have to do that, one of those. Do you want to do another song? First of all, I want to ask you, do you have any place where people can get more Kyle Cardigan? Do you have an online presence where people should go and did you want to advertise?
I do. You can always go to www.kylecardigan.com.
Yay! It's so easy.
That'll link to just about all my other pages out there.
Are you selling those cardigan sweaters there or what? I'm sorry, I told you I'd throw this in there somewhere.
I was wondering when it was going to be. You got it in there.
That was so cheap and cheesy, though. I feel bad.
Oh, no, it's fine. I appreciate it. I need to make that a part of my merch.
You know, like a Kyle Cardigan cardigan sweater.
My sister actually made one for me for Christmas. So. I have a sweater with my name on it.
I'm trying so hard not to. trying not to pick on the audience here. So we have a few more minutes left. Do you have any shout outs for anybody?
I guess it's a shout out to CITR and the Medicine Show. All right. Lawrence. Yeah, it's I've had a lot of fun here. I guess if I get to do any shout outs, because we get to restart our open mic tomorrow.
Yes.
At Benny's Bagels, which sign up at 7, show starts at 7:30. Shout out to the community that's kept that together, because as I've always said about open mic, it's not the host or the venue, it's the people who attend that really make the open mic, and you are the people who've made it special, and you make it worth going to every week. And
me? Oh, sorry, I mean, just kidding, sorry.
And I'm thankful that they put up with my music every week as I open up the night.
So you do a charity toy drive, music gathering, holiday. What is this?
Oh,
what
yeah.
What is this on this paper? Sorry.
Every December, or at least in the last two, we're yes. Hoping to make it a third. I run a little concert called Music the Gathering, play on Magic the Gathering. And it's
that sounds cool too.
It's a toy drive. It's a charity toy drive that we do. Just a little something to get some musicians together, play some tunes, and give to the community.
All right. Well, so what's the like? I'm totally fascinated by your music. There's this guy called jeez, why all of a sudden does it Cohen Kane. And Cohen Kane, he advertised him, his I think his slogan is like, and his unusual or peculiar type of music or something, because his lyrics are always just so honest, and yet it takes you right, catches you right off guard, because he talks about things everybody thinks about, but people don't say enough, you know.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, I've actually met him at a couple open mics. He's a fantastic guy.
Absolutely.
Great musician.
You know, and so your writing style, I was like, oh my God, it's like, it's so Cohen. Not, it's totally different, but it reminds me of the style because of the, you talk about stuff that people think about but don't always put into a song.
Right.
So what? What
I try my best at least. Yeah.
Absolutely. I'm liking it. How about you pick one last song and we will play some Cohen Kane and we will say goodnight after that.
Okie doke. Well, at the start of the show, you mentioned something about tonight being one about change and like,
right,
and like kind of embracing the future and what's to come.
Right, being a shapeshifter actually sometimes means to adapt.
Yeah, and I guess this is a song that's kind of about that. It goes out to anybody whose birthday's coming up, or it's today. Also to
happy
anybody
on birthday if it's not.
Yeah. And if you're just one of those people who's curmudgeonly about being old, this song's for you.
All right. Oh, sorry, what's it called?
It's called The Birthday Song.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Let's see a smile on that wrinkled face of yours. After all, it's your special day. We're here to celebrate the day that you were born. And also your ongoing decay. You seem kinda grumpy, but I understand. These laps around the sun have made you tired. Just keep trucking, there'll be plenty time to rest after your body has expired. Another spin around the sun, another year in the past. Your age is getting harder to fake. There's no knowing if this birthday is your last, so enjoy it and have a piece of cake. So somebody says you look younger every day. Well, I can't believe they'd lie to your face. Don't try to fight it, 'cause everyone grows old. You may as well do it with some grace. Another spin around the sun, another year in the past. Your age is getting harder to fake. There's no knowing if this birthday is your last, so enjoy it and have a piece of cake. So life's passing you by, and you're running out of time. Well, on this, I'd place all my bets. If you live, laugh, and love at least a little every day, you'll kick the bucket with minimal regrets. Another spin around the sun, another year in the past. Your age is getting harder to fake. And there's no knowing if this birthday is your last, so enjoy it and have a piece of cake. And there's no knowing if this birthday is your last, so enjoy it and have a piece of cake.
We'll be right back on The Medicine Show, broadcasting healing energy with live music and laughter, I hope, and maybe even a little bit of insight. My name is Jason Lawrence, and we'll be right back.
Show your love for Discord and Magazine at our fundraiser at the Anza Club on Saturday, April 23rd. We've got one epic night planned with performances by Frog Eyes, Weird Candles, The Backhomes, Malcolm Jack, and Experience This, with special guest DJs and MCs to keep you dancing. There will also be a silent auction and a sale of exclusive back issues of Discorder magazine from the 1980s to now, with all proceeds supporting the publication and printing costs of your free independent Discorder magazine. Tickets are $10 for CITR members, $15 in advance on brownpapertickets.com, or $18 at the door. Head over to discorder.ca for all the information. Daffodil Month, add a spring to your step with the Canadian Cancer Society's Daffodil Dash on April 24th, a run to raise funds for cancer research and prevention, as well as support for people living with the disease right now. Run solo, bring the family, or team up with your friends and colleagues, because every step you take, every dollar you raise, continues the life-saving work of the Canadian Cancer Society. Register today at cancer.ca/daffodil-dash.
Tune in to La Fiesta every other Sunday from 3 to 5 p.m. with your host, Nick Arana. Listen to internationally acclaimed Musica Latina Caliente that makes your body move and your heart beat.
Okay, we are back on The Medicine Show to say goodnight to you. We're coming up with the late night show with DJ Ray. DJ Ray, Ray, what's happening? He's coming to the studio.
It's happening.
It is. We're going to listen to, as I promised, Cohen Kane and his unusual type of music. And this one is called Thank You for Coming Round Here, which got cut off. Last time I tried to do this, I tried to leave the studio, and it got cut off. So
thank you very much.
This one's you, Cohen Kane. Let's not kill Cohen Kane. Love you. Bye. Have a great night. Thanks to the maker. Thanks to my family.
Bye-bye.
Thanks to everybody listening. Thanks to my... Bye.
Thank you for coming round here. You make me feel I'm alive and I can handle my fears. Thank you for coming round here. Thank you for coming round here. You make me feel I'm alive and I can handle my fear. Thank you for coming round. Thank you for coming round here. You make me feel I'm alive and I can handle my fears. Thank you for coming round here. Thank you for coming round here. You make me feel I'm alive and I can handle my fear. Thank you for coming round here.
Listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Musqueam,